Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Ever feel like your inner critic is running a marathon on a caffeine bender? You know that feeling, right? Like you're constantly getting judged, even by yourself. Well, guess what? That force needs a timeout. Today we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion, the secret weapon for taming anxiety and becoming your own best friend. You see, in today's world, we're bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, be more perfect, achieve more. It's a recipe for burnout and, you guessed it, anxiety. But here's the game changer. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving up. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it. When your bestie is stressed, do you pile on the pressure? Do you berate them for not being perfect? Nope. You offer a listening ear, words of encouragement, and maybe even a slice of chocolate cake because who doesn't love cake? Self-compassion is exactly that, offering yourself the same embrace, support, and understanding. So, how do we cultivate this inner oasis of self-love? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Recognize your humanity. We all stumble, make mistakes, and feel inadequate sometimes. It's part of the human experience. Instead of beating yourself up over those failures, acknowledge them with kindness. Remember, even your heroes had their struggles. They didn't achieve greatness by being perfect. They achieved it by learning from their setbacks. 2. Challenge your inner critic. That voice telling you you're not good enough? Yeah, that one needs a serious reality check. When those negative thoughts pop up, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why subject yourself to such harsh treatment? Replace those critical thoughts with more supportive and encouraging ones. You deserve it. 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can work wonders for anxiety. Instead of dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, focus on your breath, your senses, and the beauty around you. It's a powerful way to ground yourself and break free from the anxious spiral. Think of it like hitting a pause button on your thoughts. Just taking a moment to breathe and be present can make a world of difference. 4. Engage in self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It could be reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music that moves you, or spending time with loved ones. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for your well-being. 5. Seek support. You're not alone in this journey. Connect with friends, family, or a therapist who can offer support, understanding, and a listening ear. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating, and knowing that you have people in your corner can make all the difference. Ever feel like you're constantly running from one deadline to another, always on edge, always striving for more? I know I have. And trust me, that's not a recipe for happiness or success. Imagine this. You're at work and you just got grilled in a meeting. Your mind is racing, thoughts like I mess up, everyone thinks I'm incompetent are swirling around. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over and spiral into full-blown anxiety, imagine taking a deep breath and saying to yourself, okay, this was tough, but it's just one meeting. I can learn from this and come back stronger next time. That's the power of self-compassion, turning those harsh inner critic voices into supportive allies. It allows you to navigate challenges with grace, resilience, and a whole lot more calm. So remember, friends, treat yourself with kindness, understanding, and support. You deserve it. Remember these key takeaways. Recognize your humanity, challenge your inner critic, practice mindfulness, engage in self-care, and seek support when you need it. Now, go out there and be kind to yourselves. You're doing great. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of self-compassion. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep on rocking.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.